You have some very beautiful scripture in several of your traditions, and the point of what it is saying is think on these things. And that is a powerful thing, but very few people really understand how powerful it is. Because the shape of your life, the way it is being created, the way you feel, the way you move, all of that is being shaped and formed and powered by the things you think about. We do not in any way want to drive you to some sort of perfection here, because we understand that all of the thoughts go through. But the thoughts that are your focus actually change the quality of your life. So much in that is presented to you as spiritual in your culture has been... What do you call your cards? Something made into something that goes in a Hallmark card. Truth does not. It is powerful. So if we say to you, think on the beauty of your life and the way it has been guided, the way it has been cared for in this moment, in this week, in this time. Think on that. When you do that, you are actually changing your experience of life. We are not going to tell you at all that there is not a certain magnetic quality about what is negative. But it presents itself to you as something that balances, but negativity does not balance. It simply sucks up the good energy that is running in your own life. It is not naive to find a focus, a thought, a movement, that makes you feel good. There is nothing naive about that. That is actually consciously entering into a place of great power. And we want you to know that. So when you think this morning is beautiful, or the world we walk in has been painted in such wonderful colors, you do not need to think an opposing thought in order to be a balanced person. That is very much a patriarchal kind of teaching. You, of course, have noticed in patriarchal teaching, women are not encouraged to feel really good about who they are and what they are doing. Rather, the patriarchal voice says, oh yes, but look at all the things you do not have, and look at the thing that you did not do well, and look at the thing that you might not. But that is not balance. That is attack. When you allow yourself additional time to think on the thing that is good in your life, that is good in you, that is a light for you, and you allow yourself to spend additional time in contemplation of that, you are changing the shape of your emotional life. You are changing how you feel. You do not need a negative to pose as a balancer, because a negative is not a balancer. It is a sucker of energy and takes away from you the energy in which you want to feel and live and move forward. When you look at the patriarchal fear that has been passed along to women, of course, that also is another version of this same problem. Do not be too happy about your life. Do not feel too good about the thing that has happened or the way something is going, because it could be taken away at any moment. And when you hear that patriarchal comment, you have to be able to see that that is not a balancer. That is a thief. that is having a beautiful thing in your life and allowing a thief to come along and steal it from you. That does not mean that you are sophisticated or intelligent, or it does not, or protective. None of those things are true. This is simply something that has been presented to you in a patriarchal way that should never have been presented to you at all. Your joy is for your filling. And the more you are able to focus on it and shape your life that way, the more of it you will attract to yourself. And that is the way the universe genuinely works. So in answer to that question, when things are going well, who do you think you are? We would like to remind you that there is only one answer to that. You are a daughter of God. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, love goes. Feel a warm rain fall and wash away anything that might have caught in the field around your body. Give it to the rain, let it fall away from you. Feel the crown open and let the rain wash through your thoughts. Enter your body. Wash away anything you might be thinking or focusing on that would keep you from being who you really are, that would keep you from being light and powerful and joyful. Let the rain wash all of that away. Feel the rain wash through your chakra systems, washing the third eye so that you are intuitive and strong. Wash the communication center clear so that what you speak is spoken with your spirit. Feel the rain wash the pain out of your heart so that your heart can begin to grow again. Feel the rain wash into your solar plexus and loosen and release those emotions which prevent you from happiness, which limit you. Feel those leave your body. Feel the rain wash into your second center, and let them wash away the judgment and the shame, so that the second center is freed and healthy and happy. Feel the rain wash down through your body and into your root. And let the rain wash away fear, fear of what you are creating. Let it wash away worry that you are not creating the perfect thing. Let the root begin to join with the wisdom in the rest of your body and your spirit to create what is truly lightest and best for you. And feel the golden light fill you. Fill your mind, your third eye. Change the way you speak to yourself. Flow down through your trunk, strengthening your spine, healing your body, flowing down through your arms and your hands, so that what you choose to do, you choose wisely and lovingly. Feel the golden light flow through your legs and your feet, so that you have awareness of the support you give yourself, support that the universe gives you, and how able you are to walk wisely on your own path. Let that golden light fill you and heal you. Extend past your body and draw to you only what is best and finest. Only what makes you who you truly are. And bring your attention into your heart center and see that a golden path extends from your heart upward into the sky. And that on that path, your gift comes toward you, and you open to it, resting your mind. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.